For today on The Message, I want to talk about clear expectations. This is a hot topic within my accountability coaching group, La Tribu, because it's usually the first thing we talk about when it comes to setting goals or setting expectations, whether it's for ourselves or for somebody else, whether it's an employee or what it is that you're expecting from your significant other, your spouse, and even if it's to a specific task. Right? For me, I've always said that a clear expectation is something that can be seen, can be visualized, it can be measured, so it's quantifiable. And there was something that I read years ago that said, when our expectations are clear, people know what they're working toward. When the expectations are unclear, we're actually paying people to guess. And it's crazy the way it sounds, but it's true. And I think the moment people hear that, we can all go back to a certain place or a certain time, maybe even just yesterday, that this happened, right? That we set an expectation or goal for ourselves. We feel that we didn't get there. Or we feel that the time that we had allotted for that went by, and we don't feel satisfied. And we don't feel that we actually accomplished it. And it's not that you didn't do the work. It's just the fact that you did the work, you just didn't know exactly what it is that you were trying to accomplish because the expectation wasn't clear. The main reason why people don't live up to others' expectation is because they don't know exactly what that expectation is. In their mind, when they were told to do something, they saw the result a certain way and assumed, right? They interpreted their own way and went about their way and accomplished the expectation to what they thought it would. Then when the person that set the expectation comes around, it doesn't match up because it doesn't look like their visualization of what that expectation or that goal should look like. And by taking that, we have to remember that when we set an expectation, again, for ourselves or for somebody else, it's the way that person sees it. It's not just the way we set it. And does their visualization of it match our visualization of it? And again, even for ourselves, right? When we set a goal for ourselves, and this is what I deal with coaching clients, is be specific about it. Be 100% clear. You should be able to explain your expectation to me, right? And after you've explained it, ask certain questions to where my painting of what I saw when you were telling me that looked exactly like what you saw, right? If your expectation is not clear, if you don't express it clearly, they can't get that picture of what you want. And you definitely can't expect them to read your mind and to deliver the results you want if you haven't been clear. And we've all heard that, right? We've all heard, well, I'm not a mind reader. And you don't have to be. So when we're expressing expectations for ourselves, ask those questions. And I'll even take it a step further and tell people to write them down and keep asking yourself why. Kind of go back to, you know, when kids are 5 or 6 years old and they consistently ask why for everything. And for them, you know, a lot of times we get frustrated. Like, why do you keep asking that? Why? But they're just really trying to grasp what it is that you're trying to say. They don't know. They don't have the understanding that you do. So why wouldn't we be open to asking those questions? Just to make sure that, one, if we're setting expectations for ourselves, they're clear. And if we're setting expectations for somebody else, that they're clear on it. Because why would we want to waste time going through a process to get somewhere, and then we get there, and it doesn't feel like it should have felt? Right? Because in our mind, when we set out to hit that goal or that expectation, we knew it was going to make us feel a certain way, but it wasn't clear enough. So we go through the process, we get there, and it doesn't feel like we thought it was going to feel. So I challenge you to ask those questions. I challenge you to, even if you're setting out an expectation for somebody else, is, you know, after what I just told you, ask the question, after what I just told you, what do you see, or how do you visualize the goal of what I just told you? And this will enable the habit to be created to set clear expectations going forward. And again, more importantly for yourself, right? Because we reach, we set these goals, and when we get there, it just doesn't feel right. So yeah, we kind of wasted some time along the way by not really knowing where we're going. We had this kind of general vicinity of what the expectation was, but we don't know specifically where it is we're trying to get. So I'll leave you guys with that for today. And remember that today is a new day, which is a perfect day for a new beginning.